This is St. Louis Public Radio. The federal government leads the national response to coronavirus, but many states are going beyond those guidelines and developing their own plans. Illinois and Missouri are examples of two states taking drastically different approaches. St. Louis Public Radio's State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll looks at how Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Missouri Governor Mike Parson differ in handling the health crisis.
When it comes to COVID-19, Parson and Pritzker couldn't be more different. They're both holding daily press briefings, but Parson's tone tends to be less urgent.
I don't think there is a doomsday for the state of Missouri or the United States or over the COVID-19. This is not something. This is like viruses we've dealt with before.
While Pritzker has been more aggressive and transparent.
In our worst case scenario projections, in 2 weeks, we would need over 28,000 additional non-ICU beds and over 9,400 additional ICU beds. That's untenable.
Both Parson and Pritzker have declared a state of emergency. Pritzker made that call on March 9th, when Illinois had 25 cases of the virus, while Parson declared the emergency on March 13th, with 4 confirmed cases. Parson, a Republican and strong backer of President Donald Trump, has relied heavily on direction from the federal government. He says the president is doing all he can to take care of the American people, while Pritzker, a Democrat, has been quick to criticize Trump's response to the crisis.
We have long since passed the moment when we thought we could count on the federal government to lead in the face of this unprecedented situation.
When it comes to keeping residents safe, outside of his recent order limiting all gatherings to 10 or fewer people, Parson is preaching personal responsibility.
But if the people of Missouri want to protect themselves and protect their families and their loved ones, it'll be through social distancing and using common sense and taking on personal responsibilities.
Pritzker, on the other hand, has used his powers as governor to essentially put Illinois on a total lockdown.
We will close all K-12 schools, public and private. I'm ordering all bars and restaurants in the state of Illinois to close to the public.
We must enact an immediate stay-at-home order for the state of Illinois.
Anita Mannion is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. She's noticed the stark contrasts of the two state leaders and says Pritzker is more about decisive action.
Pritzker, you know, talks about the action and that they're doing everything in their power within the state and working with the federal government or, you know, petitioning the federal government.
But Parson focuses more on recommended action of others.
It's obvious to me that it is a literally more conservative approach that Parson is taking, but this emphasis on personal responsibility, like he'll make a recommendation or saying something about schools or bars and restaurants, but no actual implementation. He's pushed all of that to the local level.
Chris Mooney is a political science professor with the University of Illinois in Chicago. He says these differences are reflective of the two-party system.
The Republicans' inclination is to avoid government intervention, whereas the Democratic inclination tends to be to let the government jump in, you know, right away and get the job done.
Mooney says most of the states hit hardest first, like Illinois, were Democratic states, so that could play a role. But the philosophies of the two parties are still a factor, and he's not sure the recommendations of health experts align with a conservative approach.
Under most conditions, for most public policy, a little pause, a little, you know, okay, let's wait and see what happens. That's not such a bad idea. In fact, it's a very good idea oftentimes. But this is not that kind of public problem.
At this time, Illinois has more than 2,500 cases. Missouri has just more than 500. Despite the political differences between the governors, both say they're remaining transparent and trying to offer hope to citizens as the pandemic continues. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.